This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Spare a thought here for Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross, if you would, or more accurately, for the dedicated career civil servants in the Department of Commerce who are having to execute on the administration's trade policy, tariffs in particular. Ross said this morning he is pushing back his end-of-this-month deadline for those automobile tariffs the president keeps talking about because, and this is a quote from Ross, "We just received elaborate questionnaires from the car companies," he said, "with zillions of pages, and that won't be ready in 5 minutes. We're running out of August," end of quote. And that's true. It has been busy. There's a Chinese trade delegation in town. NAFTA is supposed to be wrapped up any day now, and a boatload of businesses and trade groups are testifying in front of the U.S. Trade Representative about Chinese tariffs this week. Our tariffs on Chinese goods, I should say. Ann Wilson, the Senior Vice President for Government Relations at the Motor and Equipment Manufacturers Association, is up in front of the USTR on Thursday. Ms. Wilson, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Pleasure to be here.
Were you surprised at Secretary Ross's decision this morning to push back this timeline on the car tariffs?
Well, I'd say we were very pleased with the decision of the Secretary. We've been very concerned about a couple of things. One is the amount of information that the Department of Commerce has received is going to take time to go through. And then secondly, I think the other concern that everybody needs to have is the impact that this is going to have on the economy overall. And I think the more time that Commerce takes to look at this, the more time the administration considers the employment and the cost implications of a tariff, the better decision we may get at the end.
Can I ask you just a daily life in the office question? I mean, we in the news business are our heads are spinning every time we turn around with new tariffs and whatnot. What's it like trying to manage your slice of trade policy and your members' interests when every day brings a new thing?
I think one of the things that has puzzled our members is why this administration is really focused on the auto industry. Our jobs have grown over the last 5 years. We are investing more in the U.S. We have new technology that we're putting on vehicles every day. And so it's really a questionable, why focus on us? Why put all these punitive tariffs on both consumers and the auto industry overall?
Let me ask you your own question, though. Why do you suppose the president dangles automobile tariffs on a fairly regular basis?
Well, I do think, when you purchase a vehicle, it's the second largest purchase that most people make. And there's a lot of misunderstanding about the global supply chain and the impact that has on U.S. workers. But what we're trying to make sure that people understand, there are a lot of good jobs in the U.S. and that what we should be trying to do is focus on how we retain those jobs and grow those jobs in our country rather than just trying to sort of put the flour back in the bag and get jobs back here that we haven't had in decades.
What's your general level of hopefulness about trade in this economy?
I am cautiously pessimistic. I think there's an opportunity for us to work our way through this and come up with better trade agreements. But if we continue to add tariff upon tariff on imported goods, we're going to find investment leave this country. We're not going to grow jobs. And we're going to find ourselves at the losing end of new technology.
Ann Wilson, she is the Senior Vice President for Government Relations at the Motor and Equipment Manufacturers Association, testifying, Thursday, right, in front of
I am
the U.S. Trade Representative. Thanks very much for your time, ma'am. I appreciate it.
Thank you very much.